And these arising causes that you can be going into retreat is very, very auspicious, very, very good. Today is the day of Buddha's enlightenment and Buddha's parinirvana. So really, it is an auspicious day. It is enlightenment day today. These arising causes are incredibly auspicious. And let me tell you that this enlightenment is not something that you request, and it's not something that you generate through practice. It is a transcendent realization that is realized through this unmoving belief in the Guru. It really is a very subtle Dharma, just like the same is for samsara. It is also very subtle. You just think in a moment, in the present moment, these afflictions can arise. Just think about it. We give rise to an affliction just before we want to go to sleep, and then that affliction might continue with chains and chains of thoughts until it is light in the morning. And this is what we call very subtle, and this one type of affliction might affect us our whole life. However, through our practice and our belief in the Guru and receiving the empowerments from the Guru, then in the present moment we have the ability to recognize our true nature of mind. And so too, be able to attain realization is also a very subtle thing. It is not something we generate, create through practice. It is something we inherently always have had. The true nature of mind isn't something that is fabricated. How it is realized is through us accumulating merit and through our faith in the Guru and receiving these pith instructions from our Guru. And through this, we recognize our true nature of mind. And then we realize that inherently, our true nature of mind is pure. And this is what we call being very subtle. It isn't something that is fabricated. It is through our pith instructions that we recognize our true nature of mind. And recognizing the true nature of mind is very subtle. And our true nature of mind is an unchanging state of mind. If we didn't have this Buddha nature, this inherent true nature of mind, then how would we be able to achieve it? How would it happen that we can realize it through practice? The truth is that the true nature of every single one of the sentient beings is Buddha nature. It is because we have this inherent state of nature, that we have true nature of mind, that we can attain Buddhahood. If we didn't have Buddha nature, then how could we pack something into our mind? It wouldn't happen, would it? All sentient beings inherently are Buddha. And in order to realize our true nature, our Buddha nature, we make these aspirations. We have been lost for a while. We have lost the realization of our true nature of mind. We've left our true nature of mind for too long. We don't follow and practice the Dharma, don't follow our Bhatra Guru, we continue engaging in negative activities. And so we just keep on revolving around in samsara. The time that we see the sun is far too little. We just continue revolving around in the darkness of all of these afflictions. And we are blown around by the winds of karma. We must definitely spend more time in the sun. We have Buddha nature, and so we can realize, become Buddha. And so we must have belief in ourselves. If we don't have belief in ourselves, there's no ways we will attain Buddhahood. It is because we have Buddha nature, and so we practice renunciation, bodhicitta, faith in our Guru, compassion towards sentient beings. Before we practiced Buddhism, we didn't understand any of these things. However, now that we are practicing, suddenly we find, oh, my compassion is growing. And as our compassion grows, more and more we see the suffering of sentient beings. Where do you think all of this merit comes from? Where do you think this compassion and this wisdom comes from? Where does this faith in our Guru come from? It's because through purifying our negative karma, then the merit of our true nature of mind starts to illuminate, to shine out. This is the merit of our true nature of mind. If we didn't have the true nature of mind, how would all this start to appear? So what we must look at is, we must look at ourselves, we must see that we inherently are a Buddha. Just the only problem is we didn't meet a benevolent guru that taught us how to practice, and through this practice how to realize this Buddha nature of ours. And so today, on such an auspicious day, the enlightenment and parinirvana of Buddha that you choose to go into retreat on this day is very, very auspicious. I praise you for this. Everybody, practice very well. And you must practice now, because when you get very old, it becomes very difficult for you to be able to realize these practices. And this life of ours is impermanent. It's not for certain that we'll be allowed to grow old. When we go, we go. It's that simple. And so those things that we can take with us when we leave this world, we must apply ourselves more in these regards. And what is it that we can take with us when we leave this world is our practice, the merits of our practice, all the merits that we have accumulated through our practice in this life. And so it's good for us to be very clear that this world really has nothing to do with us, in the fact that nothing in this world we can take with us when we leave this world, including this treasured body of ours. Isn't it that when we pass away, this body goes to the crematorium, to the cemetery? The only things that go with us when we leave this world is the positive merit we have accumulated, and also the negative karma that we have accumulated. And so everybody, really repent very well, practice very well, and dedicate the merits to all sentient beings, to all of those animals that we have harmed, that we have killed. And so many of them. Don't think that just because you have realized wisdom emptiness that you don't have any karma anymore. The bodhisattvas on the eighth level still experience the results of the karma that they've accumulated. Just think about Nagarjuna, such a great bodhisattva, and still experienced the effects of karma, and still had to experience karma. And as for our state of mind, our state of realization, we must really, truly respect cause and effect. Look at the biography of His Holiness Jigme Gelwe Nyugu and how he respected cause and effect. He had such vast compassion, such great faith and belief, and really persisted, continued in his practice, irrespective of the hardships. And whatever dharma he was given by his root guru, he practiced every single day. And eventually, Jigme Gelwe Nyugu attained perfect enlightenment, being inseparable from that of his root guru, Jigme Lingpa. He understood how to follow his root guru. This doesn't mean that he has to walk around and go everywhere that his root guru goes. It means that he takes all of the dharma that he received from his root guru and applies them in practice. And supporting the true dharma and applying and realizing every single pith instruction. Every day, practicing these instructions. This is following the guru. Really, everybody, it's very difficult to attain this precious human life and more difficult to receive the dharma and to practice. You might think at the moment that this life is not difficult in samsara. However, when we leave this life, then where we revolve around next in samsara, we have no idea. And this is really quite scary. Infinite suffering, infinite revolving around in samsara. And really, repent very well. Repenting is the highest practice. If we don't repent, how are we going to transcend samsara? How are we going to purify our negative karma? If we don't purify our negative karma, there's no way we can attain enlightenment. If we don't have any negative karma, then how is it that we aren't enlightened? It's because that we have these conceptual and karmic obscurations. And so we must repent them well. Practice true nature of mind. Practice Guru Yoga, deity practice, Dharma protective practices. And in those practices, we definitely must have renunciation and have the aspiration that I really want to repay the great kindness and compassion of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And how do I repay this? Through attaining Buddhahood. And then when we go and benefit and save sentient beings, we repay the great kindness of our Guru. Don't go about thinking, oh, I'm such a negative sentient being. I've got so much negative karma. There's no ways I can attain Buddhahood. This is not the attitude. Just think about all the past Buddhas. Never mind the old past Buddhas, the current Buddhas. All of them were just like us. They also had a lot of negative karma and afflictions. However, they understood to practice, to follow their root guru, to transform their negativities and repent them. So for ourselves as well, understand when we have time to repent our negativities and to practice. If what we do is we light the fire and then we pour water on the fire, then we light the fire, then we pour water on the fire. This is the same as we accumulate positive merit and then we engage in negative karma and then we accumulate merit and then we engage in negative karma. And if we carry on like this, how do we expect to attain Buddhahood? Lighting the fire and then putting it out with water, practicing positively and then doing negativity. Rather, engage and continue practicing, going to retreat, and that you are going into retreat today on this very auspicious day, I really celebrate, I really rejoice. And I'm certain with respect to renunciation and bodhicitta and recognizing your true nature of mind, in these few days you're going to have a lot of progress in this regard. And generate positive merit for your future lives, and that you know how to practice, and that you have some new experiences and realizations, and that you have a mind of repentance. If we don't have a mind of repentance, there's no ways that as our practice carries on, as time goes on, that we will improve in our practice. Everybody, practice well, and I really rejoice in all of these Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Yamanita Pundari.